Pacific Coast shellfish growers say the spread of a non-native seagrass is threatening clam production. For the second year in a row, the industry's trade group is asking Washington State to follow California's example by listing Japanese eelgrass as a noxious weed. That would permit more aggressive control measures. But University of British Columbia researcher Megan Mock says some scientists and environmentalists are concerned about the extent of any eradication campaign.
It sounds like it's having a very negative impact on the shellfishermen down in Willapa Bay. And yet, on the other side, there are potential benefits that this eelgrass is providing in Puget Sound and in the Strait of Georgia. And because of those benefits, it's hard to say that this invasive is having an only a negative impact.
Mock says seagrasses in general provide places for baby fish and crabs to grow up. Migrating waterfowl have also been seen eating the non-native eelgrass. Mock says a solution for the conundrum may be to allow eradication around commercial shellfish beds, but keeping existing protections for eelgrass in other places.